You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, let's look at big stories dominating headlines on the rest of the continent. Always a pleasure to catch up with you, Crystal. Not very good news, I'm afraid. We start off with that terror attack in Kenya. You know, I was saying, Crystal, I remember when I was working at Carte Blanche covering the aftermath of the Westgate shopping center attacks. And you speak to survivors of these attacks where terrorists just walk in to a public place like a shopping mall, like this Deuce at hotel attack yesterday, and they just start shooting indiscriminately. It is the most awful thing. I spoke to a mother who basically had to pretend with her kids to be dead, and that's the only reason they walked out of that attack alive. How many dead now?
Yes, good morning, Bongani. And, you know, unfortunately, it's really as tragic as that. There's reports of 15 people that perished, and I think that number is set to rise because we're absolutely hearing the horrific reports of how gunmen simply started shooting bullets at civilians, people basically hiding under officers, and just that absolute terror, Bongani, because imagine that almost six years up to the day of that Westgate attack, and it comes at a time when the Kenyan court is preparing to sentence men for that Westgate attack. And so, of course, we just heard also that despite police telling us at 3 o'clock this morning, police escorted about 100 workers from the building, there's still gunfire being heard. Of course, Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were also responsible for that Westgate attack in 2013, and of course, also that horrific incident at Garissa University in 2015. Now, of course, Al-Shabaab is saying that the attack is because of Kenyan troops stationed inside Somalia, and this has obviously always been the answer for those attacks, but it really comes at a time where it's absolutely horrific. I think Kenya have not seen an attack of this nature, of course, since Garissa, and I think we're going to see some strong words from Uhuru Kenyatta. He's indicated that the Kenyan troops will remain in Somalia, but I think this latest attack will, of course, change public opinion of whether or not the Kenyan troops should still be in Somalia if the price they have to pay of ordinary citizens, office workers, being attacked by Al-Shabaab.
That's a very high price, I can tell you. And I think from what I've seen in the reporting on that story overnight, a couple of foreign nationals are also amongst the dead there. All right, another big story, of course, on the continent yesterday certainly would have been, well, not quite the acquittal of the former Ivorian president, Laurent Gbagbo, but certainly we saw the judges at the ICC saying there isn't a case to answer. It's going to strengthen the hand, certainly, of those on the continent who think the ICC is a mess.
Absolutely, Bongani, and we spoke about this yesterday because, of course, it's a defeat for prosecutors. They simply didn't have a case, or at least that's what the judges are saying, that despite, you know, having Gbagbo in prison there in The Hague for more than 7 years, they simply failed to establish a relevant link with Gbagbo. And so I think that, again, will strengthen the hands because we do know that the ICC have only had 3 convictions in the past 15 years. And, of course, Gbagbo was the first head of state that was charged with war crimes. So the court was really hoping that they would get a guilty verdict, and this is not going to happen. So, of course, today, Bongani, a decision on the release of Gbagbo will be announced by the trial court, and that, of course, will then pave the way whether or not Gbagbo will return to the Ivory Coast. So, of course, politically in the Ivory Coast, there is a big issue around whether or not you know, if Gbagbo comes back, his wife is already in the country. But I think, again, as you mentioned, it raises the issue of the role of the ICC. Do we still need this court if they cannot, after several years, prove that someone is guilty? And they've also focused so much on African leaders. Is it time for the court to close and shut its doors?
Well, yeah, it's a question to be asked, particularly, of course, the other thing is that people will be asking the question, you know, are they looking at these issues with political considerations in mind? Crystal Alderson there giving us an update on those two big stories with this morning's Africa Report.